Welcome back to Freedom Watch. Here's why another downgrade of the government's credit rating really is likely. A new report today says there are at least 200 companies and special interest groups swarming the 12 members of Congress's super committee. This stunning ratio of lobbyists to lawmakers highlights the difficulty the committee will have making any meaningful decisions. But it also explains why Goldman Sachs, in a new report, revenue raisers the super committee agrees to will be undone by lawmakers within just 2 years by any means necessary. Here to discuss are my freedom fighters, energy analyst Phil Flynn, managing editor of Reason Magazine, Catherine Mango Ward, and Newsday columnist and my buddy Ellis Hennigan. Phil, to you first, any surprise that there's this many lobbyists swarming a supposedly secretly meeting committee?
I'm surprised there are not more, to be honest with you. Come on, this is America. This is Lobby Fest. This is the biggest deal for most of these companies ever, and they all have a lot to lose. A lot of them on the government handout, you know, tax breaks, all of that stuff. It's at risk right now, and right now they're going to pressure these guys. And remember, these are the guys that invest a lot of money to get these guys in office.
How did we get here, Ellis, to where this committee meets in secret and does the slicing and dicing and negotiating and bargaining in secret? I thought whenever laws were being written, we all watch it on the floor of the Congress.
Well, yeah, it sounds good, but I mean, as someone who's covered this stuff for years as a reporter, Judge, I know that you can require politicians to do stuff in public, and they'll go in public, and they'll go through the charade of meeting there, and then they'll tiptoe into the back room and make their deals secretly. So I don't know that it makes that much difference whether we make them sit in front of the cameras, because you know what? You can't stop them from whispering with each other in the men's room in the hall.
All right, Catherine, what about this prediction by Goldman Sachs, which seems to make sense to me, that anything that's done by this committee can very easily be undone by the next Congress or even the present Congress? So why the big brouhaha, why the big thing over 200 lobbyists descending upon 12 committee members meeting in secret?
You know, this is one more reason to be skeptical of this super secret, non-transparent, we're going to get good law made as long as you guys don't watch us approach. It's, you know, other congressmen are going to be mad that they didn't get in on it, both for the lobbying dollars and presumably on matters of principle occasionally.
Phil,
they're going to want to do it their way.
Phil, what do the markets think about some major decision coming down from the secret committee? I know you're in Chicago, but is Wall Street tiptoeing like it's walking on eggs because they don't know what the future will bring? There's no debate. Well, there's no committee report. There's no way of knowing what's going to happen 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Well, I think a lot of traders are expecting a turkey. But to be honest with you, let's face it. I think the markets are doing pretty good right now, and they're expecting that they will cut some kind of deal. Listen, I prefer actually that they meet in private, because I really think there's going to be some tough negotiation that has to be done. I don't want every bit and piece of this debated. Listen, the bottom line is both sides know that they have to make serious cuts, and if they don't do it, the credibility of the United States Congress is on the line here. And if they don't do a good deal, I think they're all going to be out of office.
All right, got it. A Chinese milk producer is looking to purchase Pfizer's infant nutrition business. But after several infants died in 2008, allegedly from consuming Chinese dairy products laden with a harmful chemical, can and should the U.S. government try to block this deal? Mr. Hennigan, I can only guess what you're going to say.
No,
the government's job, which the government that can't deliver the mail, is going to keep babies healthy, right?
I might surprise you on this. I think that the milk has already been spilt on this one. I mean, we have the Chinese.
What do you mean?
They're so integrated into our economy. I mean, people buy all that Chinese stuff at Walmart. They've got half of our debt at this point. I don't know how we draw the line on whole skim or Chinese.
Oh, but your big government Democrats would love to stop the Chinese from selling
their
products here,
wouldn't they? You know what? They should have done this 20 years ago. I just kind of think it's over as an issue.
Can the federal government, Catherine Mango Ward, assure the purity of milk that comes from China? Or stated differently, won't these Chinese companies, whether they're owned by the Chinese government or by individual investors, suffer catastrophic loss in shareholder value the moment anyone in America is harmed by consuming their product? And isn't that enough of an incentive to keep the milk pure and clean?
There are an awful lot of people ready to completely freak out at the first sign that there's something wrong with infant milk coming out of China, right? So customers stop buying it, stocks plummet, the company goes under, no trade war necessary.
Wow. What do you see happening, Phil? Do we let the Chinese buy Pfizer, or do we say it's none of the federal government's business?
You know, when I remember, there was this huge debate about Unocal, an oil company, and oh my gosh, we thought it was the end of the world. I think when it comes to a milk company, I think it's a lot less serious issue, to be honest with you. I'll tell you this, the reason why this Chinese company wants to buy this Pfizer milk product is credibility. They have none, and they're trying to buy it, buy their way into it by buying a U.S. brand so they can sell it in their own market. They're not going to be exporting a lot of this to the United States. This is more for their domestic market. Because of their bad track record, because of their bad health record, people in China don't want to buy China milk. They want to buy American-made goods. So this is the name and the credibility. And the Chinese government has cracked down on this quite a bit. They have improved the safety. So I don't think they're going to be able to pull this deal out. There's other companies that have more money behind them that will probably get it. But if they do, it's all about credibility. And just the attempt, I think, is trying to improve their brand name in their own country.
I'll tell you what I think would be worse, Ellis, than the federal government interfering here is the federal government imposing a tariff, because that will start a tariff war. And you know what that's going to bring. That's going to raise prices on all kinds of things that have nothing whatsoever to do with the purity of milk.
Judge, I like cheap milk as much as the next family.
You don't care where the milk comes
from.
No,
I do. No, I got a better solution for you. Let's have some inspectors and check the darn milk. And if they're selling us rotten milk, let's punish them for it.
Those would be the same inspectors that couldn't find the bad lettuce two summers ago,
you know,
or the bad jalapeno peppers that summer.
It's not perfect, Judge, but I like knowing when I go to a restaurant or the grocery store that the stuff isn't going to kill me, that it's not rat poison, that it's really milk.
Should the government play any role, Catherine Menga Ward, or should Pfizer be able to sell it to whomever they want?
You know, the reason Ellis isn't going to die of rat poisoning has absolutely nothing to do with government inspectors.
Tell him why he's not going to die of rat poisoning. Because the company that did so, God forbid,
trust.
You should die. The company that did so would lose a fortune in that wrongful
That's
death
exactly
lawsuit.
Right.
You sure I'm not getting rat poison here?
All right.
I feel pretty confident.
What do the commodity markets think about something like this, Phil?
I think the bottom line here is, when it comes to the commodity markets, are just they want free markets the time, and that's the bottom line.
Got it. Catherine Menga Ward, Phil Flynn, Ellis Hennigan, it's a pleasure. Up next, have we become the monsters in our global search for monsters to slay? Stay with us.